Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from some of the staff of the Pella High School yearbook. Their yearbook just won best in state in their class from the Iowa High School Press Association. We'll also be talking with the publication advisor for both the yearbook and the paper at Pella High School, Ann Visser. Ann Visser was recently appointed to the board of directors for the National Scholastic Press Association. So, well, tell me what you guys do at the yearbook. What's your job there?
We work on the yearbook and we make pages that like show what's happened throughout the school year and like every school day. And it comes together to make like a memory book almost of the year.
And what was it about yours that made it an award winner?
Ours is really special, I think, because we get a lot of people involved in the yearbook, and we try to make sure that every person in the school is placed in the yearbook somewhere. And last year's ours was really neat. We used sticky notes, and we had people write down memories on sticky notes, which was a really creative idea, and it allowed so many more people to get involved.
So you guys won best in state in your class. Do you know what you were judged by for that?
I do. The judge looks at the overall book, and we have a chance to enter individual categories. So there are categories of photography, writing, and design, and then theme development. And so that's why we had a large number of students win individually, because all of those individual awards combined then for the point total to give us the overall sweepstakes. So we did well in every area.
So how many people did win individual awards?
We had 26 individual awards, but some people had multiples.
How big is the staff for the yearbook?
Around 20-ish, around there.
Are you interested in doing some sort of design as a career?
I might have an interest a little bit in design. I really like doing graphic design type stuff. I think I'm going to go into something with business marketing, so it might have a little bit of graphic design in it. But otherwise, yearbook's just a great class, kind of an easy part of your day, but yet you're still working hard, I guess, to get the memory book put together for a great result in the end.
And I imagine there's not so many other classes where you can learn that type of skill.
Right, it gives you a different skill from a lot of other classes. Like, it helps you learn how to speak to people and question. It helps you develop questions that you can ask them, and it helps you develop leadership skills and just like time management skills will help a lot too.
I imagine you guys have a pretty close connection with the school, maybe more than some other people would have. Somebody else is in one group and they do that, but you guys get to spend a little bit of time with every group, I imagine.
Yeah. You really get to learn more about the school as a whole, and you get to see things that like happen in the school first, and you get to learn about individual people that you might not know if you weren't in the yearbook, because you get to go interview them and stuff. So it's really cool.
So are you guys both seniors, or will you be doing yearbook next year?
We are both seniors.
Well, what can people who aren't seniors have learned from winning this that they can carry on and try and improve on next year?
I think just keep bringing the creative aspect to the yearbook. A lot of the stuff that we do is our own. We don't take little pieces from other things, but we kind of combined our own ideas with others to make it the best yearbook we can. And I think if they just keep putting together their own stuff, being creative, writing good stories, then I think that they'll receive good awards next year too.
Do you guys did you work extra hard on the yearbook since it's your last year, and it'll be kind of the house for your memories for a while?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd say extra, but I think it's more personal, and I like it's more my own, like both of our own ideas, because we're the leaders of the group this year. But I think we're working just as hard as we have in the past, but just putting more of our own touches in it. So.
And there's also another big announcement. You, Ms. Visser, you were named to a national association.
I was actually named to the board of directors of the National Scholastic Press Association. So that's a new avenue for me, an organization that I have long appreciated and long respected, but never dreamed that I'd be a part of their board.
Well, I think you're selling yourself short a little bit. I mean, I talked to you with you a little bit earlier this year about the paper winning awards, and now the yearbook has won awards. And I think if both of the major publications here at the school are winning awards, then you maybe deserve it.
Well, I just feel very fortunate to have friends who recommended me to be a part of that board, and I look forward to that opportunity. I was previously very involved with the National Journalism Education Association, and NSPA and JEA partner in several activities, so I'll be on the other side of the fence now.
So when do you start with that? Is it an immediate thing, or?
It was actually an appointment that took place in October. And so we have a couple of meetings throughout the year and then two national conventions. So I'll have the opportunity to be a part of all of that.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with me today, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from some of the staff from the high school yearbook, and we've also talked with Ann Visser, their publication advisor for both the paper and their yearbook. The yearbook recently won some awards for Best in State by the Iowa High School Press Association in their class, and Ann Visser has recently been appointed to the National Scholastic Press Association Directors. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.